Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Dustin. So, Dustin, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Dustin Babin, and I actually live in the Dallas area. So, if I remember correctly, you're in the South Lake area, right?
I'm in Dallas also. We're called South Lake. Well, I used to live in Fort Worth, and it was in Tarrant County. I was looking for cool names for a company, and I was like, South Lake is cool.
Oh, but yeah,
But I live in Dallas now, technically, so like I'm not too far. I'm in uptown Dallas.
Got it. I live actually in the Colony, if you're familiar with the Colony.
Yep.
So you're not too far from me. So I have a company called Media Minding. And so basically what we do is we help people promote their business, you know. I tell people, you know, we can create more time for you and get you the right clients that you're looking for. Okay. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? So there's a lot of things we do. We manage people's social media, such as Facebook, Instagram. When I first started, I was like, well, I guess this is going to be a social media marketing agency. But then it kind of started building. And I was like, well, now we're doing like landing pages and we're hosting for people. And so I was like, well, now we're adding other stuff. I guess it's more of a digital marketing agency is what it ended up being. So there's we have a whole package we do, and there's other things we do on top of the package. So
awesome. So can you talk more about that package? Like how much on average do you charge and what exactly comes in your different packages?
Okay. So like I said, we manage people's Facebook, manage people's Instagram. We also do pay-per-click. Okay, so that's usually through Facebook. The only thing that people have to do, like the business owners, is keep up with it. I don't know like how much they charge or that kind of thing. Answer people's questions, you know, but you know, we can do the artwork, and if you send us videos, we can edit the videos. So getting started just for the initial fee, it's $1,500. And then after that initial fee, we charge $595 a month. So we're actually, you know, a fraction of what other people cost if you know much about marketing.
Awesome. So for $5.95 a month, someone's going to get their Facebook page managed. And I guess like what else included?
We would also manage their pay-per-clicks, you know, so, and that money doesn't go through our hands. They would put that on Facebook themselves and we would do all the artwork. They could send us a video. We would edit it for them and that kind of thing.
Awesome. So do you get involved in any other social media platform? Obviously, there's so many now. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Like, what does that look like for you?
I do want to eventually get into TikTok. In fact, just the other day, someone that was actually doing pretty much the same thing I'm doing, he said he got in TikTok. And the first thing he thought was, TikTok? I don't want to, like, pay, you know, like, that's for people dancing, you know, like high schoolers dancing. And actually, it really boosted his business. And I was shocked, you know. So I think in the future, we will get into TikTok. It's just at the moment right now, that's not where we're at.
Makes sense. So can you talk more about pay-per-click? Like, what does that look like? And in terms of, you know, if someone's going to spend ad dollars, you know, it's like, okay, they're going to spend like $1,000 on ads in a month. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of results could they see working with you?
That's a very good question. For one, it depends on how much they're willing to spend. Okay. And it really depends on the type of business. Okay. What are people searching for? You know, I tell people at least a minimum of $300 a month, but that is like the bare minimum. Okay. I mean, I know a guy that does this for chiropractors and he's charging at least $1,000. He said some people pay $10,000 a month. So it really depends on how much money you put into it, you know, and we're going to test the waters and that kind of thing and put a few graphics out there and see which ones get the most hits and then would push that more with that. That makes sense with what's getting used to it.
So yeah, like you mentioned chiropractic. I mean, I guess for you as of right now, you mentioned different businesses. Like what industry you're serving? Is it mostly just local companies here in DFW? Who are your typical target customers?
That's a very good question because there's two ways to do this. You know, just kind of go after anybody, or do you have a specific niche and you scale that way? And when I first started, I was like, man, I want the particular niche because it just made sense to me. We're just not at that place yet in the business. So I'm kind of just targeting anybody that, you know, wants help marketing. In the future, you know, I may say, hey, we got this set of people that really like what we're doing. And hey, let's keep them. But it seems like for some reason, maybe roofers are just taking off, and let's start going towards those.
Makes sense. So as of right now, what has been your best channel for acquiring new clients?
As of right now, it's been my warm market, honestly, you know, people I know.
Okay. Awesome.
I talked to a guy today with, he's doing affiliate marketing, and he was like, hey, can I do some videos and y'all edit it for me? I was like, man, I will make it happen. And so.
That's awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
Well, I kind of thought about it because I've heard of other people doing it. So it's kind of in the back of my mind, and I was thinking about it, and then, you know, life goes on, you think about it again. And then one day, it's really funny, I was on the phone, and my mom goes, I know a guy that does marketing online, and he does pretty well. And I was like, that's so funny you mentioned that, because I've kind of been in the back of my mind thinking about doing this. So anyways, I started doing some research. And luckily, I had somebody's name to kind of go for. It wasn't just like randomly picking somebody on YouTube. You know how that goes. You know, sometimes I feel like I watch people on YouTube and they're just rambling and they sound like they know what they're talking about. And I'm like, do they really know what they're talking about? So I started just following this guy and learning more about him. And he happens to do the chiropractor niche. His son actually is in the church niche, you know. And I've got on some Zoom videos with him. He had a Zoom class, and I just started learning. When I get my mind on something to learn something, get ready, because I just go full force. Okay. Just anything possible, I just go for it. So anyways, I was like, what's the next step after I started learning? And I was like, well, so I called my brother up because he's a computer engineer. And I was like, if anybody knows, you know, something about computers, it's him. So I called him up and I was like, man, what do you think about this business? I mean, what are your thoughts? And I had no idea where this was going to go. And it was like, let's do it. So I'm like, okay, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought, you know? So I put him on the team. We started the business together, actually. And then, so time goes on and I was like, I need somebody that's just top of the line when it comes to like media marketing, you know, like knows what they're doing, like the best. So I started thinking, I was like, oh, my friend Michael, I've seen his work. He is like on top of it. And so I called my brother up and I was like, I got an idea. And it actually came out of his mouth before it came out of mine. I was like, well, I guess that's where we're going next. So I called him up. Actually, I messaged him on Facebook and I was like, hey, you want to go into business with us? And it was like, it wasn't even like a question. He was just like, yeah, let's do it. So it kind of just all fell into place. Does that make sense? You know, like it wasn't like I had to force it to happen. It just kind of started going, and my brother got in, my friend Michael got in, and I was like, I guess we're doing this thing. So let's just go for it.
Awesome. So did your friend Michael have his own company before? Like, what did that look like?
Yeah, he has actually been doing social media marketing for 9 years.
So what made him, I guess, want to go from having his own company, or was he doing it like for someone else and then joining you guys? Like, does that make sense? Like, I'm just curious, like, so oftentimes people are like, oh, I have my own business, I'm so proud of it, you know, and then you're saying, oh, well now, you know, then he joined you guys. So what did, you know, what was that process?
You know, I think he just wanted something else on the side to go along with what he's doing. You know, he's young, he's not married, no family. And it's like, man, I got all the time in the world. Let's put as much time as I can and make some more money.
Awesome. Awesome. So in terms of your background, like what was your career before you started this business?
Wow. There's a bunch of different things I've done. I've always wanted to have my own business, okay? And I've always wanted to help people. And so I used to actually be a driving instructor in Dallas, okay? Believe it or not. I remember going to the doctor and I go, why do you have high blood pressure? And I was like, well, my job, you know, a little stressful. Well, what do you do for a living? I teach students how to drive in Dallas. Well, that explains it, you know. So then I went into a multi-level marketing company and I thought, man, you know, because I wanted to start my business. And I think that was like the first platform to me really learning how to do digital marketing. Because if you can't market yourself, then you just don't make it in that world, you know. So I was in that and I didn't realize it until I went to a meeting and it was a business coach, which she just had people from all different sorts of businesses. And I told her, this lady, I was like, what level I'm at in the business? And she went, and she was like, how long you been doing this? I was like, well, I got there in 6 months. Is that why? I don't get it. It was like, you don't understand. There's people that's been in here for like a year and they're still not at that level that you are. And I was like, oh, really? Okay. I had no idea, but I kind of went the extra mile. You know, I had a YouTube page. I like, in fact, I had my friend Michael like editing the videos for that. You know, I started a business Facebook, you know. So I think I just kind of like I said, when I go for something, I go for it full force. And that was something I went for full force.
It's amazing. So you mentioned that, you know, you achieved a monthly revenue goal that most people have not achieved. So I guess like on average, like what is your monthly revenue right now?
My monthly revenue right now in my business that I just started?
Yeah.
You don't want to know. I just started it.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else, right?
Yes, I'm talking about somebody, yeah.
Okay,
but,
sorry.
If you're talking about, you know, my business, my goal, like in the social, in the multi-level marketing, is
yes.
that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, okay, I got up to where I was, I mean, it's nothing major, you know, but for me to get there in 6 months and $2,500 to $3,000 a month, you know, was a pretty big deal.
That's awesome, that's awesome. So I guess like for you, what would you say is like the vision? Obviously you're focused on like reaching anybody and everybody, but in terms of like, what is your goal in terms of who you're going to, you know, work with and, you know, what industry you're going to serve? If you have something specific in mind in the future, something that maybe you really enjoy, say, okay, this is an industry where I think I could really serve and help them in a good manner.
I've had a lot of thinking to do on this one. Okay. So I've thought about going towards the driving schools just because I know their lingo. I know how they think. I'm not sure really. I'm just going to be honest with everybody. I'm not sure how that's going to go because during the summer, the revenue's here. But then, after, you know, school starts, it's down here. So it's real up and down. It's seasonal, you know. So I'm not sure if that's really, I mean, I would love for it to. And I know the business and that kind of thing. I guess you can say I speak their language, you could say. But right now, I've been more going towards more local businesses and just seeing where that goes.
Awesome. So in terms of local businesses, you know, you mentioned you're focused now on more on your network. But what is your strategy? Is it more so just going door to door, making phone calls? Like, how are you going to, you know, get the people to sign up with you and to work with you?
Good question. I try the door-to-door thing. I don't mind talking to people. It did not go very well for me. I walked in and I had a brochure to give them and it was like, they were so busy. It was like, oh, thank you, awesome. And they went on, you know. So it just was not, and I didn't mind doing it. You know, I think I do well face-to-face talking to people. So I was like, well, that's not really going to work. So I started cold calling, which I'm fine with that. You know, I started sending cold emails, direct messages on Facebook, DMs, you know. So I'm kind of going just any direction I can. I just know that going door to door didn't work for me.
Making sense. So has cold calling and Facebook been effective so far?
I've had some response, a little bit of response, but, you know, it's step by step. We're getting there.
That's exciting. So what would you say is, you know, you mentioned some of the services that you offer, but can you talk more about your USP? Like, you know, why should somebody work with you as opposed to your competition?
Because we have a guarantee that I guarantee you, if you're not 100% happy with what we do and satisfied in the first month, I'd give you your money back. Okay.
That's amazing.
So I want people happy working with me. You know, if they're not happy working with me, then nobody's going to be happy with this deal going on here. And the other thing is I got going on, if you bring me three clients and they're, you know, working with me that month, you get your whole package free. So it doesn't, any month, it could be consecutive months, not just one month. If they're still there the next month, you get that month free. If they're still there, you get that month free.
That's awesome. No, that's exciting. So I guess, like, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing the best way to get in contact with you?
Yes. Meeting and Minding is actually on Facebook, of course. You can find me on there. Considering we're doing social media, you can find me on Instagram. There is mediaminding.com. And if you go to the bottom, there's a place to contact me and my phone number.
Awesome. Well, Dustin, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully you get lots of clients and you grow your company exponentially.
Man, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on here. I really appreciate it.
Of course, of course. And thank you for joining us.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye.